What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, I have said this before. However, I will say it again. If HMT was a tradable stock, we'd be millionaires. It is a never-ending well. It will never run dry. So many men out there are deciding, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and take matters into my own hands. Like the man in this article that was published on the 5th of March. 70-year-old man strangled his wife, then hid her body, Wisconsin cops say. Quote, unquote, oh, you didn't find her? Gentlemen, once again, this is a well that will never run dry. As long as female fuckery is allowed to pretty much run rampant, there will always be men who decide, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and take matters into my own hands and do what needs to be done. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Police officers arrested a 70-year-old Wisconsin man accused of strangling his wife and hiding her body in a rural area. Officers took Gordon Laxo into custody on Sunday, March 2nd, after responding to his home at about 2 p.m. for a welfare check, the New Richmond Police Department said in a March 3rd news release. Someone called the department concerned about Laxo's wife, 68-year-old Mary Laxo, police said. Now, do you ever really hear of anybody ever calling the police to do a welfare check on the husband? Nah, he's disposable. No matter what age he is, he's still considered disposable by the system at large. Based on things Laxo had said, according to police, the caller was worried Mary Laxo may be hurt. But when officers arrived at the New Richmond home, they couldn't find her. Officers were able to locate Gordon, however. They could not locate Mary at the residence or reach her by phone, police said. McClatchy News reached out to an attorney for Gordon Laxo, but didn't immediately hear back. At first, Gordon didn't say what he had done to his wife, but told officers that she had, quote unquote, rambled at him for hours that day, then started hitting him. And the situation escalated out of control, saying, quote unquote, we were both really at each other's necks. According to documents obtained by WEAU, police said Gordon had started packing things into a suitcase and told officers he would come with them, the outlet reported. But when asked if Mary Laxo had left the home, he seemed surprised. Oh, you didn't find her, he is accused of saying, according to WEAU. She's deleted. He regretted not taking her to a hospital. he told police, but he said he panicked and dumped her carcass beside a cornfield, the outlet reported. Officers found Mary Laxo's carcass about 2 hours later at 4 p.m. in a rural area of neighboring Polk County, police said. Gordon is charged with, of course, termination, strangulation, and suffocation, domestic violation, and hiding a corpse. Records filed in St. Croix County show. His bond was set at $1 million. Gordon is an agent with Farmers Insurance and has an office in Superior, according to his profile on the company's website. He's been with the company for 35 years, it read. New Richmond is close to Wisconsin's border with Minnesota and is a roughly 40-mile drive east from Minneapolis. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, once again, I told you, more and more men of advanced and elderly age are putting on the mask like hotcakes. These men have suffered for far too damn long and say, you know what? Hey, I got one foot in the grave and my other foot's about to hit this banana peel. So fuck it. Why not go ahead and sign up for the three hots and a cot retirement plan? Jail to an old man is like, fuck it. I get to live the rest of my life in relative peace, even though I'm behind bars. What more do I need to say about this gentleman? What more do I honestly need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location. Sounds like it went down in their home. Gotta give that a 10. Method of execution. Obviously, the hands of hate. Gonna give that a 50. Psychological impact. They found her in a cornfield. So I gotta give that a 40 because I'm pretty sure some other people might have passed by and saw it, but they didn't say so in the article. And for the brutality factor, once again, strangulation, Circle William, cutting off that air supply. I'm going to give that a 45. So Gordon, the gripper, Laxo, gets a score of 145. Oh, gentlemen. Gentlemen, gentlemen, gentlemen. I told you, more and more men in long-suffering marriages are taking, you know, the mask option. People say, well, you know, they should divorce. And yeah, I agree. They should divorce. But we have to go ahead and call a spade a spade. An old man getting divorced, 70, gray divorce. Yeah. And think about it. How long they've been married? He still got to pay alimony. Jail is over his head regardless. That's something that every single divorced man never speaks about. But it's the truth. When a man goes through a divorce, that is the quickest way to turn any law-abiding man into a criminal, especially once he can't pay that ransom. Up, off to jail you go. So, yeah, people need to honestly think about this. Why is it that a law-abiding, tax-paying man can be turned into a criminal all because he can't pay a state-sponsored ransom? Yeah, It sucks. But hey, as long as the divorce system is as fucked up as it is, guess what? You're going to have men who decide, you know what? Hey, lead is cheaper than a lawyer. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you wives out there in these long-term marriages who think that just because you're married, guess what? I got the gun of the state. I got the gun of the state in a glass jar. And I'm going to keep that to keep you in line as a man. Yeah, you better understand this. You better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think you have by the gun of the state, which I'm going to reiterate once again, it is false power. It is fake power, because the gun of the state is only a reaction, not proaction. That will go out. Feminism, and once again, the idea that the state is going to always be there for you, nah. That's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, ladies, when a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act. And guess what? In this man's case especially, when he finally decided enough was enough, he decided to go hands-on, literally. And guess what? His face was the last thing she saw before it all faded to black. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.